the worst week yet. The Least Informed Podcast on the Left. It's a podcast where every week we gather up all the headlines and we mix them up with a quarter teaspoon of stupid before pouring them out on the internet. I am your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by Deanna Mackey. What's up, Deanna?
Fucking nothing, man. It's like morning. Like I was in bed. You like roll up here with a fucking all this shit and a new friend for me. It's a lot.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're awake. Good morning. So nice to be here with you. Deanna and I today, we are joined by returning guests. It's been a while.
long time.
You may know him from the Trillbillies. You may know him from Struggle Session. You may know him from Everybody Loves Communism. Please welcome Aaron Thorpe back to the program. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Thank you guys for having me. It's good to be back. It's been, I think it was like last year, man.
Yeah,
I think it was me and Pete came on. No, that was even over. That was over a year ago.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. It was right before the Georgia election, the runoff, the Senate runoff. It was.
Yeah, yeah. You had us on for that. Yeah. Which. Yeah, the election primary was just down here, so it's kind of funny, you know, that I'm coming back around the same time where there are talks of whether Herschel Walker.
Oh, you mean future president Herschel Walker?
yeah, exactly. Future president Herschel Walker with his Swiss cheese, CTE addled brain. Yeah, man. That guy's a fucking maniac, dude.
He really is, and he's super gonna win.
yeah. You know what, man? Like, Warnock is not a... Sometimes you want to see motherfuckers lose, and I mean in a petty way. I want to be clear about that. Yeah. Like, I don't want... the fallout that's going to affect, you know, masses of people, right? That's going to suck. But sometimes it's like, you know, you just hate these motherfuckers so much. But Herschel Walker, that guy's pretty terrifying, man.
I mean, it's
just
like,
just on the level of how dumb he is, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's like the 2016 election. I mean, there was so much awful shit, and like, it's hard to even say there was a silver lining. But like, there's still a tiny little piece of me that was like, haha, Hillary lost. Like,
we got a good 4 years, and actually much longer, because he will never be banished from the minds of anybody. Like,
yeah,
he might be out of the White House, but he's still in our heads, man. We got 4 years of comedy gold, bro. So I'm
The phrase gone but not forgotten is actually it's about him.
Never forget is about Donald Trump.
Dude, Donald Trump did 9/11. We solved it. Look, we got
We got it. Well, that was a great show. Thank you guys for having me on.
Before we start talking about this bad news, I want to talk about like a bad group of people that I don't like.
Okay.
Real quick. I mean, there are so many, but like one specific group, like a petty group, like a group of people I pettily hope fail, like I hope they spill their fountain coke all over themselves or whatever, are like the kind of people who just inexplicably wear 9/11 merch. Like,
oh, like unironically?
Yeah, like what? Like, why? It's June 3rd. Why do you have on like 9/11 merch? What do you? You're at the Home Depot, bro. Like, what?
You're making me
like you got like an airbrushed. Would you go ahead? What'd you say, Andrew?
I was like, you're making me want to forget, dude. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to forget.
It's like an airbrush shirt with like the Twin Towers and like an eagle in the background and the American flag or some shit like that. Yeah. And the sun setting. Like, it's just fucking
inexplicably, Donald Trump is riding the eagle. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a hippogriff from Harry Potter. I don't understand.
His coiffed hair is like at a particular swooped angle as the wind flies through it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like blowing in the wind and like just 9/11. Never forget. I want to
see a shirt that's a peace sign, but the two fingers are the Twin Towers.
A couple
are the Twin Towers instead. God damn. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I was actually in JFK Airport in New York and like people were wearing 9/11 never forget shirts.
It's the weirdest and I was place just to be
like,
wearing it.
I was just like, yo, dude, like if anybody didn't fucking forget.
Look, it's like, you know what it is, man? It's like 9/11 was like, I mean, it kind of in a serious way, I guess, maybe it's what I'm saying now, a serious way, instead of just being funny. But also, it's like, it's just the ambient background noise, like of New York, you know what I'm saying? In
right,
a way,
right.
Like
it's you can't go there.
Exactly. Right. And I mean, across the country, sure. But New York City, that's why, like, you know, when, when the shooting had happened in Brooklyn, right, mm-hmm. in the subway shooting, and people were like, wow, man, you got like a mass shooting, like, you know, in New York City, right? You know, in New York City, where you would think there'd be the strictest gun laws, right? And it's like that kind of violence people are talking about. I'm like, yo, y'all motherfuckers went through 9/11, bro. Like, you can't be like, this would never happen in New York City.
This is like, shocking. 3,000
died in one day, bro. Like, what are you talking about, man?
Right. I just, overall, I feel like wearing a 9/11, like a never forget 9/11 shirt to JFK Airport in New York. It's like, you know,
like you planned that. Yeah, before you were leaving the house, you're like, I'm gonna be in the New York airport.
Like yeah. Go to your favorite band and wear go to your favorite band show and wear. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I ruined your joke.
So damn mad it. Because I was setting myself up for that joke, and Andrew interrupted me, and then you stole my fuck. You know what?
Hell yeah, Andrew, guys. Cutting women off. Let's go, cutting women off and steal the jokes, bro. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm my bad. No.
All right, dude. Okay, whatever, dude. Whatever,
I'm
dude.
No, that's...
Well,
oh, you know what? I'm gonna get never forget shirts made about this. And then I'm gonna wear it every the worst week yet, never forget. And I'm gonna wear it.
Oh shit, dude. All right, but you got the bit back though. That was funny as fuck, man.
Yeah,
like, you got the bit back. We threw it back to you.
I'm always gonna be the funniest bitch on the podcast. That's it. That's it.
It's just how it's gotta be. And you know what? Oh, I'm man, glad you're here. So Aaron, funny. Deanna, enough about 9/11.
that was funny as hell, man.
We just gotta remind people, just so they don't forget. We've got some bad news to talk about, but first, we're gonna take a break for a word from our sponsors. Folks, the worst week yet is a listener-funded podcast. What does that mean? That means you, all the money that this show makes comes from folks just like you who decide to open their wallets and shut down their brains and hand over some of that cold, hard cash.
It's not a lot of money and it's not a lot of folks, so we could use a little more of both.
Yeah, yeah. No, the number goes down every month. We had a high point and it's all downhill from here. Just like every week is the worst week yet, every month is the worst earnings report yet for Worst Week Yet Incorporated. And that's okay. I'm happy that anybody chooses to support. But if you think that, you know what, maybe it's my time to step up and become one of the, if you want to make the little line on the graph go the other way, you could go to patreon.com/worstweekyet, where you will get access to more than 30 bonus episodes in the back catalog. I've been doing bonus episodes regularly now. I got 3 weeks in a row. Kennedy and I, Worst Week Yet MVP, are rewatching The Boys. And we have been reviewing that, and you can hear those episodes right over there on the Patreon. So if you support the show at $10 a month, what does that mean, Deanna?
That means we're going to read your name.
Hell yeah. So big shout out to Zap Actions Downer, Amanda Pucci, AJ from Baltimore, CIA Brain Bugs, Josh Trubin, Patrick Leave Me Alone, and Herman Kane. I see you out there, Herman. I see you shucking. I see you ducking. I see you motherfucking. It's good to have yins on board. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. Thank you. And we are back.
I was like, wait, do we have a sponsor?
Yeah, I was expecting like a guy to pop up from behind the couch.
Did something happen this week that I don't know about?
No, we have sponsors. We have even less sponsors than we did last month. Go to patreon.com/worstweekyet. Anyways.
Yeah, even my mom stopped listening. She's alive.
Okay, Miss Alive Mom. You're wow, dude.
Your mom's like, I love you, but
my dad told me that he listens every once in a while. And I was like, yo, dude, I say some wild shit on that podcast. That's fine, though, I guess.
When I picture your dad listening every once in a while, I just picture him like tuning into three minute segments chosen at random and then like getting freaked out and turning it off.
So let's talk about the fucking news. So, folks, this is, you know, once again, another worst, terrible, awful week. And I want to talk about the thing that I am, frankly, just most upset about. I think the most appalling, disgusting news story of the week, and I'm, of course, referring to the fact that Pizza Hut has gone woke.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The Hut, it cannot be, can no longer, the Hut is coming from inside the house.
What? You botched it.
Man, you know what, man, is so funny about this? Like, we'll get into it, but it's
the
like
pizza is coming from inside the Hut was the joke you were trying to make, you idiot.
Fair.
Man, the thing about it is just so silly is that none of these people care. I'm sure they don't eat at Pizza Hut, you know?
I think like, they're not at Pizza Hut more than
Yeah, exactly.
I know we just kind of do headlines, but the headline is just Pizza Hut has gone woke, and I can't, I don't, what?
You want to know the rest of the story?
Well, no, I just, what are they, what wokeified them? What are they wokeified about?
So they have that book it program where like if you read a couple books, like if kids
read some
books.
Yeah, I went
books,
to Pizza Hut in a limo. I heard about that.
You
I did that.
Asked me to explain it.
I didn't ask you to explain what book it was. I asked you to explain what Pizza Hut was woke about.
There's a book on the list for their book it this year that is called Big Wig, which is a story about a kid who dresses up in drag for a costume contest. And that's it. That's the whole woke.
Yeah, that's what they're mad about.
Yeah. Like little kids can't be exposed to, which I don't think that somebody dressing in drag for a costume contest is like the same thing as like any children, of the things they're mad about.
Children can't be exposed to clothing.
Yeah, children cannot be exposed, you know, like what? Dressing up as like, you know, like that's just insane, dude.
You know
it's
what? The Venn diagram of people who wear unironic 9/11 merch and people who don't want their children to know about drag queens is a fucking circle.
Take off that dress and put on your Twin Towers shirt.
Dude, it's just it's ridiculous, man. These people don't care about Pizza Hut. They don't give a shit. And also, like,
they don't care about buttery crust.
No, dude, who's also the guy who, like, actually, like, who pours through this shit and finds this stuff to get mad about, you know?
Yeah, well, I think there's, like, I don't know if it's, like, related to the libs of TikTok thing, but it's, like, a similar thing where there's, like, just specifically people who scour the internet for things to be mad about to, like, support the story that they're telling themselves. Like, there are people that just go out of their way to find quote-unquote evidence of the transification of the youth. It's like, it's like all part of some grand scheme or something.
Yeah, the sissification of the American male, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what they're concerned about.
It's not enough that they're putting whatever in the water to make the frogs gay. They're putting drag shows in the pizza to make the... I don't know.
First they took down our towers. Now they're trying to take down our sons. He's 11. Never forget.
Yeah, it's just, it's, you know, I love stories like this whenever it's like, it's so fucking innocuous, dude. Like, the story isn't even about, it's not even a book about somebody becoming trans. It's like putting on a dress for a contest. Like,
yeah,
that's not even a thing. Like, conservatives will put on a dress to be silly, too.
So wait, it's not actually like a drag, like, character. Like, it's not like the character is like, actually, it's just cross-dressing. It's just putting on a dress.
Right. To the best of my
knowledge. But they're intuiting, they're seeing it as like, oh, you're trying to like make our kids like cross-dressing like transgendered people. Is that what they're thinking? Yeah. That's insane, man.
It is insane because there are so many things that they are totally fine with having books out there about. And it's like, maybe I don't want you trying to turn my kid into that. Fuck you.
Yeah, maybe I don't want my fucking kid to like, say the Pledge of Allegiance, or maybe I don't want my fucking kid to like fly an American flag. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that's something we've been bombarded with all the time.
My kid to think it's okay to just like rock up into somebody's house and start trying out the beds, eating the porridge, you know? That's not acceptable.
Yeah. Drinking their fucking milk.
Yeah. That's fucking, that, first of all, carton, that's man. Breaking and entering. Second of all.
I was like, whoa, that is some really specific references. And then I realized what you were doing. Anyways, yeah, so I don't know. Rest in peace to Pizza Hut. They are going to, they're being taken down.
They are not.
You know, the people who scream about how cancel culture is ruining everything have decided that they are going to no longer give Pizza Hut their business and are doing a boycott. So I don't know what, it's hard to track where
they're
at.
Their boycott is probably going to be like, here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to buy a bunch of Pizza Hut pizzas, yes, and then we're going to light them on fire.
Yo, that's exactly what they do, bro. Because, like whereas boycotting should be that I'm not going to purchase this product or I'm not going to, like, partake in, like, this business or whatever, they, like, because their minds are so fucking warped with capitalism shit, they have to buy the shit and then destroy it. It's like when they were burning, like, fucking Colin Kaepernick jerseys and shit and Nikes and stuff like that after Nike signed him.
You idiot.
Yeah, you already gave your money to fucking Nike. Like, they don't care, you know?
That person's life has been improved by you hating them. And
exactly.
You know what?
That's
how I feel about everyone who hates me. Fuck y'all.
Exactly. I fucking hate you, but give me, I'm going to give you money and just throwing fucking boodles of cash at them and shit. No.
Dude, if all the people that hated me signed up to the Patreon, oh my God.
Yeah, you'd be like a millionaire, man.
Fuck yeah. And then I would have to eat myself. And that's fine, because I'm not eating Pizza Hut anymore. Let's move on.
Oh, man. Wait, I feel like there's like a touchback to Papa John here. I feel like Papa John...
we don't talk about Papa no more.
I feel like Papa John could, like, could give Pizza the Hut some advice.
No, it's they're just like people are gonna now, though, those people are gonna turn to like Papa John's, man. Even more reason for them to eat pie Papa John's, you know.
Right. Because here's the other thing that happens.
Papa John would never be woke, and I actually can say that with full confidence.
Here's
I don't think a guy who says the N-word is woke, man. Probably not.
Yeah, no.
I wonder if Papa John has Ukraine flags in his bio.
Papa John
with Nazi swastikas, yeah.
Papa John calls up Pizza Hut and is like, "Hey, I've been canceled. Let me help you out." And Pizza Hut's just like, no, fuck you. Like, we canceled you. You're a racist piece of shit. And then,
yeah. And then Papa John eats the Pizza Wars. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Papa John eats three Papa John's pizzas every single day for a year.
Watching Papa John's and Pizza Hut simultaneously fall feels a lot like that day in 2001. When I watch two pillars of American society crumble. I don't know why I'm fucking doing this today. I'm so sorry.
Well, you never forget, man.
Yeah, it's just on my mind constantly.
Never forget.
Some people start preparing for holidays early. It's just the one you're doing is 9/11. It's fine.
I'm just in the spirit, you know? Only 64 more sleeps.
I want a 9/11 advent calendar. Oh, God damn it. God. We need to move on. There's so much more news. This week, so we talked last week, obviously, about the shooting in Uvalde, Texas. There's been a lot of information coming out, trickling out, I guess, this week, specifically about the police response to the shooting. We saw this week that the mother that was handcuffed and then got released and then ran into the fucking school, she spoke in public for the first time and told her story. Yeah. You know, conflicting the reports that police didn't know there were kids alive inside. We saw there was like phone calls that one of the teachers had been shot and was still alive. And a kid said that on the phone. And
Jesus, man.
It was 50 minutes after that phone call happened to when they finally breached the door. And she died in that period of time. So, there, you know, a lot of conflicting information coming out. So what the local Uvalde Police Department decided to do is they are no longer cooperating with the investigation.
Yeah.
So that'll solve it.
Yeah, man. I mean,
even a fucking
even cops
thing.
Know, don't talk to cops.
Well, I mean, like
those cops have fucked the police.
Well, it's like I think even at the higher levels or whatever, they said some shit like, oh, this is the responsibility of, like, you know, individuals or whatever. Like, that's like the cops blaming the cops, you know.
Yeah.
Like, everything that keeps happening, all these conflicting stories just confirms my, like, suspicion that they definitely shot kids.
Absolutely. No.
They definitely fucking, like, fucked up. And, like, shot kids or like shot teachers. I mean, obviously, like didn't even really want to. I mean, not even didn't really did not want at all to engage the guy, because as in that video, as she said, the mother said, they were trying to stop the parents more than they were trying to stop the shooter. You know?
What are the demographics of the mom?
I think almost all the kids in the school were Latinx or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So she was. Thanks for that.
I think they were Mexican American, right? Or Mexican American.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I always take that angle of things into account.
Oh, that is a really fucking good point.
Yeah. There was the thing where they were like talking about how the police originally said that a door was left open, and then this week they had to walk that back and be like, oh no, that didn't actually happen. Teacher didn't leave the door open. And it's just like one thing after another that they're just fucking lying about.
Yeah, man. I think one of the beleaguered police officials also won a city council race there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like very quietly sworn in or whatever.
Yeah. Very quietly sworn in. So it's just, I mean, I don't know, dude, like it's kind of insane that, like, you know, when the whole George Floyd thing had happened and for the first time people kind of peered through like the cracks of, like, you know, the contradictions in the system. And this one, people for the first time realizing, like, oh, cops don't actually protect and serve or do any of the things that they say they do. Actually, they make things worse.
Yep. Cops exist to punish first and foremost. Protect is like 20th on that list, unless it's protecting themselves and each other.
You know what's weird when I think about it? I think about, like, cops, what you just said about how they exist to punish rather than to, like, protect. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, like, capitalism also makes doctors perform that way. Like, very few doctors are accessible in a way of offering, like, preventative care or, like, any kind of, like, health instruction prior to somebody getting sick.
Right.
Like,
right,
our whole entire system is so, one, greedy, and two, punitive. Yes. I fucking hate it. That's all.
Dude, that's such a good example, man. Cause I think there was a joke going around where somebody was saying, did you see the burrito thing, man? Where people were like, these kids at some college or whatever, they were given money and funding to make this like tape that would like wrap around, like close a burrito or some shit like that. Yeah. It was like a joke online. Somebody was like, well, Cuba has like a lung cancer vaccine, right? Which, like, fair, right? Fair, even though the analogy could actually be like, okay, as you were saying, Deanne, in the United States, like, a lot of the healthcare and the money that goes into pharmaceuticals and shit, like, it's not for cures and vaccines. It's palliative medicine that's not meant to cure anything, right? But to keep you continuously using this medication.
Right.
So it's like, it's not meant to solve a problem. It actually creates another problem, if anything, you know, compounds it.
Right. Even with that specific example, the correct answer is not to invent a tape that you have to spend extra money on. It's just to teach people how to fucking wrap a burrito so it doesn't open up.
exactly. Yeah. But you should steam the edges of the fucking burrito first. Steam the edges of the fucking wrap first, man. And then, you know, then tuck it in a little, you know.
First, find out if you are, in fact, trying to wrap the burrito with cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. And then stop.
Yeah, you know, we've noticed that a lot of our employees at Fred's Tacos, you know, we can't get our burritos right, so we invented edible tape. It's like, Fred?
Yeah, what, man?
So, speaking of shootings and doctors, also this week we had a shooting at a medical center in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Jesus Christ.
Where 5 were killed, including the shooter. There was a letter found in the shooter's jacket that said he planned to kill the doctor specifically who botched his back surgery and anyone who stood in his way. So it's kind of like a weird culmination of everything we were just talking about. This guy got back surgery and they fucked it up, and he called the hospital like hundreds of times saying like, hey, I'm still in a lot of pain, and nobody would help him. Nobody could do anything because he just had a surgery. And so he went to a gun store hours before this and just bought a gun, took it right to the hospital and killed 5 people.
Dude, I mean, like, yo, it's like,
sometimes my back do be hurting. I think I could kill 5 motherfuckers. You about to do this.
You're about to do some John Q shit, man. I mean, like, Dude, it's like I know that guns, I know there's a lot more problems than just guns, right? Because mm-hmm. saying that we should just get rid of all the guns is, I mean, this society has deep-seated issues with violence and shit. But like, just based on the fact that like with COVID and with worsening income and wealth inequality, and people are like, you know what I'm saying, they're not getting the resources that they need, but they have access to guns. So what do you think is going to happen? Like, motherfuckers, mm-hmm. I saw some shit, a news article where this dude got held up for his rifle in a parking lot.
Wait, listen, dude.
It is literally a Spider-Man meme shit. Check what I'm saying. This motherfucker got held up because he was open carrying a rifle, got held up for it at gunpoint at a parking lot, ran to his car, got another gun, and then a shootout just started happening in the fucking market.
I hope everybody died. I don't like anybody.
Well, I hope those guys died, not everyone else. You know what I'm saying?
I hope those guys and maybe me. I don't know. I'm done being here.
Bruh, did you hear about the Prius one too? Where this dude
was shooting out of his
he was like a Florida state assemblyman or some shit like mm-hmm. that, and like got a car accident with the dude with the Prius, and I think he started firing at him, and the dude in the Prius came out and fucking shot him and capped him. Yo,
imagine just coming out.
The
like,
only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a Prius and a gun.
I can't even digest any of that. I don't. Yeah. I want to spit it out into my napkin.
None of those words are in the Bible, Andrew.
Yeah, well, you know, famously, I can't read. But there is somebody who's taken a reading on just the general state. You know, there's been a lot of commentary over the last few weeks. Everybody wants to find out why this keeps happening in America. And our friend of the pod, Laura Ingram, I think she got to the bottom of it. I think she figured it out. Her reasoning for why there is such an increase in gun violence these days is what she calls pot psychosis.
No. Mm.
The weed is just too strong.
Weed is, bro, you ever hit that mass shooting pack, bro? No, man. What the fuck is she talking about?
Wait, what if you went to a dispensary and one of the jars just said mass shooting on it?
I said Columbine. Let me get that Columbine pack.
Columbine Haze, dude.
God damn, bro. Dude,
sour diesel. I'm sorry.
I mean, obviously it's cynicism, right? Because I mean, it doesn't matter whether she believes the shit or not. But how do you trying to like bring back like what do they call it? Reefer madness, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's not reefer madness, pot psychosis.
Pot psychosis.
You know what?
Yo, that's good marketing. I'm not gonna lie. She got really good.
That's what I was gonna say. Those motherfuckers.
Damn, again. Got him. Again. Got him.
When will men shut up? No, just kidding.
My bad, Deanna. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I'm agreeing with you. I'm glad that we were thinking the same thing. Also, I have ADHD, so I immediately forgot what it was. Like, I don't know. Damn, I should have just let you talk about it because now it's gone forever.
I threw you to alley-oop and you just missed that shit completely. Fucking airball.
incredible.
Jury's still out on that one. You know, I know it's like saying that the link between the reason for mass shooting, it's like the correlation, not causation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good. I'm throwing it back.
Their branding, like I've said this before, but the right, their branding is like fucking, it's incredible. Their ability to put a spin on something absolutely fucking ridiculous or absolutely outright evil that makes it sound like, hey, this is good for everyone. Unmatched. I mean, honestly, it's top tier. I hate it.
Yeah, they took like Mr. Really Potato is. Head and made it about communism. Like, it's incredible.
How? Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Dude.
My Sicilian grandmother couldn't even get that level of manipulation going. She's 91. She's had so much practice.
She's got years on her.
Yeah.
But not that much.
Not that Republican Party spin.
Not that Republican Party much. Yeah. That's such a good point though, man. Like they just are able to like twist and turn things. and just like make nothing out of something. Because I mean, the thing is, they're always aggrieved, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's like you know, that's like the, I guess, the fascistic quality, right? Is that they always feel like their enemies are too strong and simultaneously too weak. You know, they're always victims, you know? So that's why they got to get mad about fucking a non-binary Eminem or some fucking like,
yeah,
or the Pizza yeah. Hut shit, or like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking silly, man.
We will not be overtaken by sissies.
By okay. Disney. It's just like, come like, on, bro. But,
like, you kind of are.
Yeah.
Just
y'all motherfuckers be like organizing militias and shit like that and getting guns, but you like your like knees tremble and shake at Disney or some shit, you know? It's just fucking insane, dude.
And like the reality of the situation being that the people that are actually quote unquote in charge, like the fucking super wealthy billionaires that make like that influence all the decisions, they're a bunch of fucking wusses. Like there's like yeah. uptight old dudes in suits that would probably scream if they saw a person that had a tan. Like, you know, they're the yeah. cowardest yeah. people in the fucking world. Like they buy up the house next to them on either side so that nobody can live close to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so nobody can live there.
Yeah, oh like God, yeah. yeah, the sissification of America has already happened, and it's the people that are literally ruling you fucking idiots.
Exactly.
So yeah, let's move on here. Enough about shootings. I mean, it's too much to cover. This week, we finally saw a verdict in the, I'm shocked to say this was a 6-week long trial. And I'm talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation suit and countersuit. I don't want to talk about this too much because like, in a way, I feel a bit conflicted because, like, I don't think that there's any, like, good people in the story. But I do think that, like, whether or not Amber Heard is, like, a piece of shit, she was a victim. And what Johnny Depp did was, like, kind of use the fact that she called him out for being, like, for his abuse. She kind of, like, or Johnny Depp, like, spun that into suing her for defamation, which, like, again, in this specific case, it's impossible to say how much was on what side, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, there's definitely abuse that happened from him to her. But, you know, maybe there was. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. But the precedent that it has already set is what's really, really scary. Because now men with more power than women that accuse them are able to just take them to court. Like, she's like on the hook for like $15 million or something.
Yeah.
I want to say that this is not like, I was looking around a little bit and mm-hmm. I just want to point out the fact that just because this is a very high profile and very public presentation of this, this is not necessarily like a precedent being set. This has been a thing.
Well, Marilyn Manson is in the process of doing it. Also, yeah. Kyle Rittenhouse literally said yeah. once he saw the news of the Johnny Depp verdict, he's like, well, if Johnny can sue the press for defamation in the Amber Heard case, maybe I can sue the press for defamation.
I agree that
maybe not a legal precedent, but like an inspiration for more men to do this when they get accused.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair. I'll give you that. Like a cultural precedent. Maybe. Yeah, sure. But I just, people who are victims or people who are most in danger of mm-hmm. becoming victims have been acutely aware that this has been an option.
I mean,
forever.
And I mean, I agree with both of y'all 100%. Like, one, you know, there's no denying that, like, it was Jack Sparrow versus like the lady who I think was an Aquaman, right? Like, there's no denying that his fame and, you know, his celebrity. And just the sexism, right, and the misogyny within the case, right? Although I do think it was a mutually toxic relationship. And what Deanna, you said, I think, like, just to pinpoint, it's like, you know, I'm saying this as someone who's never been a victim of abuse, right? But, I mean, I have friends, right, like friends of color, you know, working class friends, who no one really cares about their stories when it happens, right? They don't have the outlets to talk about their stories, right? To talk about them and frame them in the cultural frame so that like these problems can be addressed, right? These root issues can be addressed. But when it happens to someone like Amber Heard, right? Or it happens with Johnny Depp, with either of them, right? And not excusing the behavior of Johnny Depp or her, who, you know, I don't know, again, Andrew, that's what I'm saying, right? I just think it was a mutually toxic relationship. But all I'm saying is that when it happens to like poor black and brown people and poor working people, nobody gives a shit, right? Like you were saying, Deanna, the precedent, these people already know that precedent's already been set. Sure, can it be a cultural inspiration? But then what are we going to do about the people who don't have like tons of cameras on them and microphones to them, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because like ultimately, like this opens the door for like high profile people to continue to behave in a way that high profile people always could.
Exactly.
And like, you know, the next time somebody, a girl gets assaulted at a, you know, a fucking bar and tries to tell other people in the community that it happened, and the guy goes on Facebook and calls the girl a liar and a cunt and whatever else and says that she's trying to ruin his reputation, you're going to see this fucking defamation suit play out the way it always has, like, except without the court.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And without the cameras and without, I mean, you know, right. It's just like,
and,
I don't know,
and
man.
And so, like, to me, that's kind of what I was saying about, like, there is no precedent being set necessarily, because, like, I've seen that shit happen over and over again. I've seen that shit happen to women I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like where their reputation is the one that ends up being dragged. So like, I can't, I don't know. I don't, rich people getting lots of attention for doing the same shit poor people are doing, and everybody suddenly gives a shit. I don't care.
Yo, thank you so much for saying that, man. And like, you know, that's not something I don't put that out there online. I purposely did not talk about this shit online because one, the people who are saying that, the people who will talk about the attention that the case is getting and how it's fucked up and the way it's Johnny Depp's lawyers and himself, these people who support him have manipulated this against her and all that. All these things are true. But it's like, if you're annoyed about the way it's being talked about, then like, I don't know, maybe don't talk about it. Maybe don't engage. And I'm not telling people to like not talk about it at all, but it's like it's self-perpetuating. You know what I mean? So I just didn't say shit about it. I didn't have anything to say about it. I don't fucking know enough. Also, I don't want to offend anyone either. But also too, like, again, like as a marginalized person, not to be like as a black guy, but like I've had friends, like you were saying, Deanna, who these stories happen and no one gives a shit. And it's always happened, you know?
Right.
I just don't think that people should start being like, oh shit, like I just learned about this new thing because it involves these two really rich and famous people who always do rich and famous people shit.
Right. Like at the end of the day, Johnny Depp still has like a fucking owns an island, and Amber Heard still fucking the value of her wardrobe is more than the value of my entire fucking life and livelihood. So like everybody fuck off. Just go.
Yeah. I essentially, and this is where I'll end on it. I'm not so much worried about Amber Heard as much as I am worried about the next time that somebody hears a story about their friend getting sexually assaulted. The people in that community that should be trying to deal with it. I'm more worried about them being like, oh, this is just like Amber Heard.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that's already
happens. Right. It's just more fuel for that fire.
Fair.
So fuck it all. Let's talk about.
I hate it.
Let's talk about one of our.
I hate rich people.
Agreed. And when I become a millionaire after all the hate patrons, you can hate me too.
maybe I'll hate, like, if I became a millionaire, maybe that would be the last straw in like me finally actually hating myself enough to kill myself.
You'll just be like, I made it. Like, you know who just became a millionaire, actually? Oh, wait, no, not a millionaire. He's a billionaire now.
LeBron,
a billionaire, LeBron, bro.
You know what? You know what?
So, go ahead.
Stay woke and stay broke. That's it.
Yo, bro.
Pizza's about to lose money. They woke-ified and revenue is.
Listen, this is why, man. This is why. Don't be woke, man. Don't do it.
I saw an interview because I was like, I didn't put that in the notes for this week, but I saw an interview where LeBron James said, and I don't have the quote word for word, but he said something like, you know, one of my big goals has been to become a billionaire. It's like, fuck you, dude. Like, what the fuck is that a goal for? Like, I get it, but like
your goal just like, you know, and like you talk about the whole like, you know, being born like or being raised poor and da 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 and the way it is to like being this incredible situation, but positioning your life and shit. But man, like you also just play basketball, man. Your goal can't just be to like be the best player in the world. You know, yeah. I'm quoting, I'm kind of paraphrasing the MJ's thing, but MJ was also like after the money too, man. Like he was at the bank as well, you know?
Yeah. So, Michael Jordan was the first basketball player to become a billionaire, but he didn't do it while he was still playing. Wow.
Yeah,
I remember two things from an article, folks. This is a first.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's talk about the Queen. That's right. The Queen of England. Is she alive? She apparently is still alive. It's hard to believe. I know it's hard to believe that the Queen of England is still alive.
If you haven't been keeping score, Herman Cain is alive and the Queen is dead.
Yes.
They've switched places.
That's canon. Herman Cain is the bodies. Queen of England. Oh, shucky ducky.
But in a British accent, though.
Oh, shucky ducky.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. He's speaking through her because he's like inhabiting her body, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He is the, now I'm just imagining Herman Cain being like a ventriloquist for the Queen of England. And you know what? Now,
She's sitting on his leg.
The Jubilee.
Now I'm upset. I didn't really need to think about Herman Cain having his hand up the Queen of England's ass. Can we move on?
God damn.
Just wanted to say happy Jubilee to the. Why does every British word have to sound so silly? Like, what the fuck are you calling it a Piccadilly?
Jubilee.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. What the fuck is a Piccadilly?
I don't know. It's the name of a train stop that I had to get off at.
Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah.
It's just silly. Change it.
Pick a silly.
Pick a dilly or a silly. Pick one, okay?
They always pick a silly.
You'll always pick a silly down in Piccadilly.
Nope.
I don't even know what that was. That was just a weird voice. Like,
You did like a transatlantic a little bit.
Look here, kid. You'll always pick a silly.
Look here, you see? You always take a pick a silly to a Piccadilly, see?
Not see.
You see?
So, I don't know. The Queen's 70th anniversary as being queen. That's why it's the Platinum Jubilee. Platinum for 70. I don't fucking know. But she had to like miss most of the events because she
is dead.
Is dead.
Is not dead. Wait, hold up. Please tell me you got the Stonehenge thing on there.
Oh, no. Somebody projected the Queen's image.
I think it was like the British government. I don't think it was like not just somebody. I think it was the official organ of the UK government projected like fucking projections of the Queen on the Stonehenge shit. And look, bro, I'm not a conspiracy theorist necessarily, right? I do believe in some weird shit. But them shits have like a spiritual sort of purpose. Like it's a burial ground. You know what I'm saying? Like that was built over, I don't know, like hundreds, if not like thousands of years. And there has to be some bad juju that's going to come from that, man. It's like Pet Cemetery or something like that, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
like she's going to like, geez, I don't know, man. It's not a good look, dude.
Zombie Queen is a great theory, though. Risen from the dead. She's not dead. She's not technically not dead, but she's not dead, you know? Undead queen. Also, I think the guy with the Sex Pistols loves the queen now, which I forget the quote, but the Sex Pistols guy was like, actually, you know what? No, I kind of like the queen now. God save her for real, though.
Kim Jong-un, our boy Kim Jong-un took a rare L. A friend of the pod took a rare L and wished her a happy jubilee.
You might be the funniest bitch on the podcast this week. I don't know.
Hard to say. So we've got some. We've got just a brief update out of Pennsylvania this week. David McCormick officially conceded the PA Senate race to Dr. Oz. So Dr. Senator Oz is just one
wait. Hold step up. Wait, that happened. Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's officially Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
So it was a primary or was it a general?
It was the thing.
It was just
It was a general election.
No, it was just a primary.
Okay. So you're the senator is not yet.
Dr. Oz. Here's the thing.
It probably will be.
Herschel
Walker may very well be my senator.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The economy is already bad and it's going to be so fucked by November that like, I do not think any Democrat is going to win. If gas is $7 a fucking gallon, even the best Democrat's not winning. Like,
Yeah, I mean, because what happens is that even though these things that happen are like a culmination of different choices mm-hmm. and no individual is responsible, although, I mean, Biden could see, I can't even tell the difference between what the old white guy and the young black guy.
Joe Biden's the guy that likes ice cream. Joe Biden's the bad ice cream guy. I'm the good ice cream guy.
Let me be clear. No, but like, man, Michelle likes
you've got let me be clear and you've got listen here, Jack.
Nah, man, but I don't know. People are gonna like, even if it's not Biden's fault individually, it doesn't matter. He's got the Democrats are in power, people are gonna blame them for all this shit. And clearly they're not really running on shit. So yeah, man.
But here's the other thing about that is like, the Democrats aren't even acknowledging it. And so that tells me that, like, not only are they actually responsible for it, but they're cool with being responsible for it. Because if the Democrats had a window to say, hey, this is happening and we're trying to do something about it. There's nothing we can do because like the Republicans won't let us. Like if they could find a way to blame it on the Republicans, they would be. So I feel like the fact that they're not saying shit means they're like, yes, this is a direct result of the things that we did. And you know what? We don't give a fuck about y'all. And
exactly. So, that's such a good point.
Because like the out and out denial that it's even really happening.
The economy is stronger than it has been in years.
Right.
What are you talking about? Like have you seen the unemployment rate? It's so low because everybody has three jobs.
Like the Democrats don't understand. Like they're trying to do that like
triangulation.
Like, they're trying to do that Trumpian like hypnotoad routine. But like they don't have the like they don't have the cult like following.
Because nobody fucking likes them.
Right. They don't have the cult like following for anybody. They don't have the branding for anybody to just like mindlessly believe what they say.
Yeah.
But so I feel like the fact that they're still just trying to persist with this lie is in a like, well, we're trying for you, but there's nothing we can do. It's a like, we're not trying and there is stuff we could do and we just fucking won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they obviously just don't. They don't care. I mean, and I think, too, it's like they used like outrage of the Republicans as like fundraising tactics. Right. I mean, this is why, like, you know, and also the big tent thing that they have, too. So there are like elements in their party that are contradictory. So they have to pay this fucking balancing act and pay lip service, you know, the people that they swear they're for. But it's like, you know, they could have done something, for example, about Roe v. Wade. Right. But they use it as a fundraising tactic. Right. I mean, this is why, if anything, if they're running on anything at all, it's what Biden, I think, called ultra MAGA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And still running on Trump, right?
He called it ultra MAGA. And then like conservatives like immediately were like, fuck yeah, ultra MAGA. That sounds dope.
That sounds awesome.
Like he paid like a consulting firm to like come up with that. They like focus grouped it and like tested how the messaging sounds. They think if they could just get the right message, that's all they need. It's like, no, man, people need to see this shit in their life or anybody that's actually having a hard time right now, if a Republican says it's the Democrats' fault and the Democrat says it's not even happening, they're not voting for you.
And you know what, too? I would say, like, back to what we were saying about, like, sloganeering and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, the Republicans can take anything and make it out of something and attach a slogan to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, this craze over CRT or whether it's, like, the pot psychosis thing we were talking about earlier. But the Democrats whether it's
a gateway to prison labor that they call foster care. Yeah, sure. You know, branding.
Dude, and it's fucking insane because like, yo, they throw all this money for people to workshop these ideas like consulting firms and then they fucking lose. When like somebody like on Twitter, you know, like the Hammer and Sickle account on Twitter, you know, has a better analysis of what the fuck is going on than they do, man. But that that assumes they want to win, which
when me, an idiot eating a ripple chip, has a better sense of what's going on, it's no surprise that they're going to lose.
They're gonna fucking lose.
Yeah, so you know, it's, hey folks, if it feels bad right now, just know it's gonna get worse. Let's move on.
If it feels bad right now, just know somewhere out there is a person who says that they see you and they hear you, who is waiting to gaslight you about what you're experiencing.
Also contribute $5 right now.
But also, if you want someone to protect you from the thing you're imagining is happening to you, it's us.
Yep. So, Aaron, we make it a point every week to talk about COVID-19, you know, the fake pandemic, the imaginary plague, the thing that is definitely not real or hasn't changed life as we know it. We talk about it every week just because, you know, there's a lot of things we want to never forget, I guess is the best way to say it. So our average in the United States, we're still over 100,000 cases. There's almost 30,000 people in the hospital. Also, a report came out this week that they're like, actually, the number of people that are currently infected with COVID might be 30 times higher than the number we know. They were saying it might be 10 times higher. Now they're saying it might be 30 times higher. They think a quarter of the entire population had COVID within a 2-week period in May.
Sick.
So, Jesus Christ, man.
You know what this is?
Cancel culture.
Ultra COVID.
Ultra COVID. Yeah, damn.
COVID, age of ultra.
Yo, this is just like, I mean, maybe at this point, it's like, I don't even know what to believe anymore, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe when they put out numbers. I'm just like, I think they were like, we reached 1 million COVID deaths like a couple months ago.
And then I was like, dude,
I'm pretty sure that like 6 months before that, we had already reached, or maybe a couple months before that, they said we already reached 1 million.
Yeah.
You know, my state isn't even taking down, like, they're not even tracking infections and deaths anymore.
Yeah. There's only like one day a week where more than where like 45 total states report. And most days it's like 20 or 30 states report their numbers. So, but again, you know, like Donald Trump said, if you stop testing, it'll go away. He was right. Elsewhere, Shanghai lifted its 2-month lockdown as they contained the spread of COVID. Isn't that weird how you can just do that? I don't know.
Yeah, isn't it weird how you can just like make sure that people are not, like, you know, in contact with each other? And then what do we call it? We call it dystopian, you know?
Yeah. Dystopian, when the government tries to keep you alive.
You alive.
Actually, that does sound like it kind of sucks.
Yeah, as suicidal podcasters, I mean, we are morally opposed, individually opposed to it, but in an overall context, I think we're both.
I think that that's my biggest.
President Xi, save us, except for us.
I think that that's like my biggest problem with people who are pro-life. It's like, stop trying to keep people alive. Like, just fucking chill.
Just let them go, man.
Yeah.
How many of those aborted fetuses would have killed themselves eventually? That is a dark thing to say.
Wow.
God damn.
Well, I guess it depends on what their relationship with their parents was and how old they were when they found out that someone wanted to abort them and couldn't.
We are having 15 years from now, we're going to be having some interesting conversations in this country. But yes, indeed. Also this week, a new Omicron subvariant, or two of them, BA.4 and BA.5, have been spreading through the United States. Some medical professionals think that without upgraded vaccines or boosters, that many more people will get sick from these variants this summer. Like the vaccines we have don't really do shit for them. And it seems like we should be getting more boosters at this point. Like the first two rounds of COVID were like a month apart, and then we got boosters like 6 months later. That was like a year ago. Like, I feel like I want another booster. Like, can we get on that, Daddy Joe? Of course we can't.
Of course we won't.
There it is.
You won't. Yeah.
And I know I'm like fucking harping on this, but I feel like we need to start acknowledging what is an option that won't be taken versus what can or can't be done. Because as long as we continue letting politicians say, like, oh, we're on your side, but there's nothing we can do. Mm-hmm. As long as we continue to accept that as a fucking answer, they're going to keep doing it. And it's going to continue to be a lie. Because when the Republicans want to get something done, even if it's something they shouldn't, and even if it's done by means that they shouldn't, they still fucking do it. And you know what? Nobody fucking stops them.
Yeah.
So exactly. Don't say that there's nothing you can do. There's nothing that you have the fucking uterine lining to do.
You don't have the will. They don't have the willpower, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't have the political will to do it.
Yeah. And also in other plague news, monkeypox quadrupled in the last week. It's still it's only 1,000 cases worldwide. But a lot of people are saying they haven't had enough cases to study to really get an idea, but they're pretty sure that it spreads through skin to skin contact and specifically sexual contact. And so they're saying that it's got a 21-day incubation period. So most people that have it right now don't know they have it. And with all the cool festival seasons and pride Jeez, events man. And everything, that they're saying that this could spread wildly over the next month. So that's exciting. We'll keep you updated on all the plague news, but that's enough for now.
I want to talk about an idea for an app called Monkey Box. And
the app is?
There's 1,000 cases worldwide, mm-hmm. and it's basically a big scavenger hunt. But then when you get there, you just it's just a box. And when you figure out how to unlock the box, there's cute monkeys in it. That's it. That's the app.
That sounds cute.
It's just
pretty cute.
Yeah. So this week, Paul Pelosi, husband of enemy of the pod, Nancy Pelosi, 82 years old, was arrested for a DUI. He was driving his 2021 Porsche, which I don't know. That's a pretty fucking fancy car for the husband of a government official to be driving. And he was wasted drunk. He got into a wreck. And it's just, somebody asked Nancy to comment hey, you're the Speaker of the House. You're
Say something.
And she said she will, quote, not be commenting on this private matter, which occurred while I was on the East Coast. Man, fuck you.
How old is he?
82.
Yeah, man. I don't know, dude. As one who's been in car accidents, but also I'm not an octogenarian. I just think that you should be. I don't know, man. Maybe shouldn't drive. You know, also if we live in a country that had public transport and shit like that, maybe this 80-year-old guy wouldn't be driving. Also, he's Nancy Pelosi's husband. So
multimillionaire.
Who really cares?
You can get an Uber, dude.
Yeah, you get a helicopter, bro. You get a Star Trek transporter, bro. What the fuck, man?
A surge price is not going to be a concern to you, Paul.
You could get a $300,000 personal wearable jetpack.
Yeah, exactly.
And just boot skadooch yourself home. That shit will fly you 12 miles.
Some Metropolis shit, yeah.
While we're on the subject of crimes, though, I also want to just say, every time this happens, I have to bring it up. Yesterday, one of the community managers on a Bored Ape Yachts Club Discord got hacked and posted a phishing link that resulted in millions of dollars of crypto and NFTs being stolen. I love it when this happens.
More apes.
Yeah. My apes gone, but even more apes gone. The FTC said that 46,000 people were the victim of crypto and NFT scams in 2021. And yeah, I would just stop.
It's worse too, because you still have celebrities pushing this shit, and even local politicians. I think the mayor of Miami, they've also have their own coin, crypto coin or some shit like that. And it's just, I don't know, man. People, we can see that it's a fucking scam. And I don't even know the population. I think a fourth of the population, if even that, is participating in this crypto shit. I don't even think it's that, man. It's much less than that.
Yeah.
But
wait, hang on.
It's 10% or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like 10%. 10%. That's what it is.
There is a significant difference between cryptocurrency and also NFTs. And inside of cryptocurrency, there's a big difference between blockchain technology built around smart contracts and other technological advances versus like meme coins that are just getting like pushed off as a joke to like basically be a fuck around. Like those are all, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're all layers of the same fucking tiramisu, but like they are very different, and lumping them together in a way that like delegitimizes all of them on the basis of the illegitimacy of some of them, I don't think is responsible necessarily.
Nah. Well, I mean, like it's fucking fake money. It's fake bullshit money, and it's a fake fucking pyramid scheme. But so I personally don't care if the terminology or whatever. I mean, it's a scam, right? Like the idea of it, I guess, is that it was supposed to be decentralized and outside of the traditional banking system.
Yeah, in theory.
There are mechanisms at work that make this untenable. And those mechanisms have to do with the commodity production society, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
It's not about what we call what, it's the fact that it's just a fucking different flavor of capitalism, of venture capitalism that's going to fuck over people who don't even have the capital to invest in this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking bubble, you know?
I don't necessarily have a problem with like the crypto in theory, but like it has proven to just be like most people get involved thinking that they're going to get rich. It's, you know, just another get rich quick scheme. And like in practice, okay, there is no like real good use of it.
That's people not correctly researching or correctly understanding.
Did you get into crypto since we last talked? What's going on?
No.
I'm not going to talk about crypto because I think it's fucking bullshit, but you're entitled to your opinion.
Listen, yeah. it is absolutely fucking bullshit. I'm not saying that it's not bullshit, but like what I'm saying is some of the tech that is involved in that is legitimate. And if the companies that you're buying cryptocurrency from are companies that are producing like what will ultimately be successful retail market tech, that actually can be a wise investment strategy. But the level of research involved in establishing that and then like interpreting the metrics for how to make that a profitable investment strategy for you is beyond what most people who have like $2,000 to invest in something and they think they're going to turn that $2,000 into $100,000.
Yeah.
Like it's more than what they have the time or the energy to learn about.
I just think it's funny when they get scammed.
Absolutely. I mean, it sucks, man. It sucks because like, I mean, it sucks. It definitely sucks when like a lot of them get scammed, but I'm thinking of like, I mean, I'm not going to get into too much, but Thomas Friedman, even of all fucking people, you know, compared it to like the 2008, 2009 crash where people got wrapped up into this shit, like every fucking day people, and their livelihoods were destroyed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because not all of those 46,000 people, like, some of those 46,000 people are, like, just folks that are around.
Yeah, but every single one of them thought that they were going to win the lottery. Like, that's, every single one of them was gambling and, like, and also didn't, like, responded to a phishing email.
But like, also, like, oh, well, yeah, if you responded to a phishing
email.
Like,
that's how all these hacks happen, is they get an email that's,
wait
like,
a minute,
from
okay.
a Nigerian prince.
So I didn't know that there was a phishing email aspect of this.
That's how these happen. People don't get hacked, like, there isn't somebody like sneaking in through a back door. It's they send an email that's like, hey, this is your crypto wallet. We need you to sign in for this new feature. That's how it always happens. That's why you see all these people on Instagram. You might have seen on Instagram, there's always people that are getting hacked. They say that somebody will post a picture of them with like a paragraph that's like, I just got this much money investing in Bitcoin. Mm. Every single one of those people is somebody that responded to somebody else telling them that they could get rich and put their fucking information in. People don't fucking admit that they got phished. That's how it fucking happens. Nobody's like sitting with a fucking algorithm to figure out your password. You're
okay,
giving it to
but
someone.
That has less to do with cryptocurrency being a scam and more to do with
it's just people get scammed. People
That's just a classic scam that just name dropping cryptocurrency. Okay, that's a whole different conversation than cryptocurrency being a scam. Yeah, fuck those people. They don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, man.
I mean, scams are scams, but
it's just fake. It's fake money.
I mean, regular money is fake money. It's all fake.
It's all a
scam. That's the thing that to me is like, everybody's like, cryptocurrency is it's a scam. I'm like, the regular fucking stock market is a scam. Your 401k is a fucking scam.
Absolutely.
It's all a scam. So just it's like what I say to my mother.
Pick which scam you'd rather invest in.
It's like what I say fair. To my mother.
That's I'm fair.
Like, I'm like, look, if you're going to make me feel guilty about something either way, then I'm just going to do what, I'm going to choose my own guilt.
That's pretty fair. All right. That's pretty fair.
Like, if I
can agree with that.
If I want to put my money in Cardano because that sounds cuter than Apple, then I'm going to do that. Okay.
Fair.
Scam that I believe in is love. Let's move on. We have to talk about Joe Biden. God damn it.
Your investment in that has never worked out.
Yeah, I'm not getting much on my returns. That's fine. It's fine. ROI, not looking good. Folks, Joe Biden is a fucking asshole. He's a bad president, possibly the worst. Every president is just the worst president yet. This should come on the podcast. Joe Biden, he's just fucking up left and right. This week, he gave a speech on guns where he said, you know, he's getting all emotional. Always like, he wants there to be some, you know, people. He went to visit the victims of first the shooting in Buffalo, where people said, why can't you do something? Just do something. And he goes in front of and gives this speech, and he's like, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? It's like, motherfucker, all of it. You know, there aren't even people that want there to be that much change for them personally. Like, nobody, even leftists are like, yeah, we should do something about guns, but nobody's coming for my guns. Nobody wants to give up their fucking guns. Not a single person. So, any solution that is, a major change is going to end up just impacting black and brown people a lot more. Like, any kind of, actual confiscation or banning or adding, higher prison sentences, it's all going to just put more black people in jail. No leftist wants to give up their guns for any fucking reason either. So,
well, I mean, I think it's like, on the one hand, you do have people like on the left who, we shouldn't do anything. And I think that's kind of that's insane. All right. But on the other hand, like you said, Andrew, if we have laws that confiscation or all these laws often in the system that we have, they affect black and brown working people, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's going to be harder for you to get a gun, or if you want to get a gun, the background check, X, Y, and Z. But I don't know, man, we got to do something. But I already know that Joe Biden, somebody had a tweet that said some shit like, they took a screenshot of two tweets that showed up next to each other. And it was Joe Biden. It was somebody saying Joe Biden talks about himself as if he's not the president. Yeah. He's like, what's wrong with this guy? Why is he not doing what he's supposed to be doing? And then there was a tweet right above that from Joe Biden that was I don't understand. Da 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 da. And it's you have the power to do these things. Why are you talking about yourself in the third person? You know what I'm saying?
Because everything that the Democratic Party ran on was their entire plan was we're not Trump and we're going to win because we're going to tell you what a bad job Trump is doing. And now that he's there, he's like, okay, the plan is say the president now is doing a bad job. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
My marketing team, they said the plan is the president's doing a bad job. And then
he's running against himself, man.
Yeah.
He's running against himself, literally.
It's amazing. There are two towers in this city. And Joe Biden is flying a plane into both of them.
There's been calls for raising the minimum age to buy guns, or universal background checks and banning of assault rifles being sold and waiting periods. And that stuff all would help. It wouldn't eliminate mass shootings, but even if you stopped two of them a year from happening, that's less dead kids. That's less fucking. I mean, even stopping one a year is worth doing because that means at least one fucking family doesn't have to bury their 7-year-old. But
they're not going
to
do it because it's all modes of population control. And ultimately that's what they've been trying to do. The pro-life shit, that's about fucking, that's a power struggle about population control as much as it is about bodily autonomy. So much of the shit about COVID was actually a power struggle about population control. The fact that there were people who were well, let the weak ones die. It's not lost on me that was a seed that was fucking intentionally planted. Like, it all relates back to the same just rotten fucking roots.
No, you're absolutely, you're so right. Like, I was thinking about writing this piece on this thing called necropolitics, which is basically the politics of who gets to live and die. And yo, Deanna, you're so right. Whether it's like abortion rights or whether it's COVID or even it's even these mass shootings, right? Like literally at every single level, look at even individually the cops who ran into the school and saved their own kids, right? Instead of saving other kids. Like, look at all that. And it's like, yeah, dude, like whether it's that or whether it's like, you know, what COVID resources, who it goes to, any of this shit, dude. It's always about like bodies and like, who lives and who dies, man. You know, it's like just fucking economy of death, like literally, like right. Not in politics of death, man. That's what it is.
Yeah. Also, Joe Biden gave a speech this week on the economy. Speaking of the politics of death, Joe Biden, he has a plan. OK, Joe Biden has a plan. He knows the economy is not going great.
And he knows it's the president's fault.
So,
but he won't admit it.
His plan for, first of all, his plan for inflation is to start. Quote, my plan to address inflation starts with the simple proposition, respect the Fed, respect the Fed's independence, which I have done and will continue to do, end quote. That's like a Kamala Harris quote. Like, you didn't say
anything.
Yeah, pretty
much.
You didn't fucking say anything, but you repeated yourself somehow.
He wrote keywords on the back of his hand.
He said, there's a lot going on right now. You know, whenever people were, or he said the main cause of inflation is the war in Ukraine, which is you're the guy that keeps doing it. Stop. I don't know. The war in Ukraine would be over if we didn't give them all the stuff. They would have lost, but it wouldn't be happening anymore.
And it wouldn't be costing us money. And like, they're probably not going to win anyways. But again, it's not about them actually winning. It's about embroiling ourselves in a contract for other, absolutely, in a conflict for other ultimate political means.
Yeah, and economic means. Yep. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, man, like sometimes I forget that he's the president. You know, he's just like they're all figureheads, but at least Trump was funny. This is just kind of depressing.
Yeah, if nothing's going to get better with either person in charge, I at least want somebody to tweet Covfefe. Joe Biden also addressed, you know, people are really feeling the effects of inflation. And he said, quote, there's a lot going on right now, but the idea that we're going to be able to click a switch, bring down the cost of gasoline is not likely in the near term, nor is it with regard to food, end quote. It's just like not even saying like, hey, these problems are out of our control, but saying like, hey, these, I don't know what's going on. Like, oh,
yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
It was, first of all, I tweeted this, but has anyone tried unplugging the gas prices and plugging them back in again? Because it works every time my router gets all
knock on the TV set a little bit.
Yeah.
Blow on it.
So Joe Biden, he's going to fix it, folks.
Yeah.
I can't believe this motherfucker's going to still be president for 2 years. Like, it's crazy.
So, well, you know, that's optimistic. Yeah, you know, that's optimistic, man. I know the queen has a lot of longevity, but Joe Biden, I don't know, man.
The Queen, Joe Biden, and Henry Kissinger will outlive us all, and that is why this is every week is the worst week yet.
I think that, you know, he just needs to get Herman Cain's hand up his ass, and he'll...
ass, and then, like, a weekend at Bernie, or, like, Pinocchio,
Fuck yeah.
Just take the L.
If Kim Jong-un can take an L, you can take one too, Joe. Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the pod. I know you got to get out of here so we can wrap this up. Where would you like folks to find you?
People could check out the Trillbillies, check out Struggle Session, Everybody Loves Communism, and I'm on my sixth account on Twitter. You follow me at Borg Posting. Hopefully by the next time, whenever if I come back, I won't have another account, because that's what it's been. I'll go on another podcast and I'll be like, that was my old account the last time I came here. I have a new one now, but Borg Posting is my latest one. And thank you so much, y'all, for having me.
Yeah, thank
really
you. Thank you again. I'll talk to you soon.
Genuinely enjoyed your podcast company.
Thank you. All right, y'all. Later.
See ya. Deanna, before we get out of here, I just wanted to give the listeners a little bit of an update. This week, are you okay? I'm sorry. I just have a little more news. Aaron had to go. There's still more news.
Okay.
I just wanted to give the listeners a little update. This week, we passed 100 days of war in Ukraine. We were just talking about it a little bit ago. So I just wanted to like kind of update. The reason I might have just thrown this part of the notes out, but I had to read about Ukraine this week and actually try and figure out what's going on, and I'm mad about it. So listeners, you're going to hear it. So are you, Deanna. I'm sorry.
I already know.
At this point in the war, 20% of Ukraine is now under Russian control. So 100 days to take a fifth of the country, it's not good.
What have you done in the last 100 days? You know what?
I'm saying you, it's not good for Ukraine.
Look, you fucking, you're just like the person, you're sitting at home watching fucking Cake Wars. Like, oh, the fondant work over there is really sloppy.
I've never seen Cake Wars. I don't watch
it. It doesn't
that
matter.
Shit.
You're watching football being like, run faster, why don't you? While you sit here.
First of all, the Super Bowl was more than 100 days ago. Second of all, I was saying that it's bad that Ukraine has lost a fifth of their country in 100 days. Not that, oh, Russia, that's all you got. No. This is bad for Ukraine.
It's bad for everybody. What are you talking about?
There's been thousands of people killed. Some cities have as many as 90% of the buildings damaged or destroyed, especially in like eastern Ukraine. Just like the entire cities are fucking ruined.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like if the U.S. wasn't involved in the way that we are, I feel strongly that Russia would have taken more of Ukraine, like by percentage, but less of Ukraine by damage.
Yeah. No, I mean, Ukraine.
And I'm not saying that the U.S. shouldn't have done anything to intervene if it was done so in order to protect lives, but it's not. It's done so
to fight Russia.
Right, to perpetuate the conflict. So, mm-hmm. like, if this was actually to help, then sure, maybe, but no.
No. There's a city called Severodonetsk, which is Ukraine's seat of power in the Luhansk region. The city's essentially been split in two. Russia tried to surround it, but then they couldn't like get enough of a surrounding force. So they just invaded the city and just like are going like street to street, taking territory. And, you know, people are dying. People are like hiding. It's a very fucked up situation. Ukraine, for their part, is fighting back. They have already tried and sentenced 3 Russian soldiers to prison for war crimes. Just seems weird to be doing like war crime trials in the middle of while you're still getting invaded. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It feels weird. Like, let's make a public show of these guys while they're actively killing our grandmas in the eastern Ukraine. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe it's an effort to like, maybe they're doing it now as an effort to like prevent more war crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. But like, it makes sense in theory, but that's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid.
Oh, this will show those Russians that they have to behave better. We throw some of the captured ones in jail. I'm sure that'll work.
We hold some of these people we were holding prisoner.
Yeah. That'll show them.
Take the prisoner's prisoner.
Take my wife. So this week, that doesn't make any sense at all. Lastly, this week, Joe Biden sent another military aid package to Ukraine. Another one. This time he is sending medium range missiles that will allow Ukraine to hit targets up to 50 miles away. Now Russia sees this as just another provocation because it fucking is, but they're insisting that no, these missiles aren't, they don't have enough range to go all the way into Russia. It's just to protect us. Missiles don't fucking protect. This is the 11th time that we have sent them aid since war broke out. 100 days, 11 different times we've sent them money.
I have not gotten that much help from the U.S. government in my entire life.
Yeah. We've
33 years.
It's now almost $55 billion that we have sent into Ukraine.
I can't process that. I can't accept that. Mm-hmm. And I just I hate it.
Well, we don't have any money to fix anything at home because we already spent it in Ukraine, a problem that didn't exist 101 days ago. So, yeah, I don't know. The war's going bad. And it seems to, you know, every day I see like some report like, oh, Ukraine takes back, Russia takes more. It's going to just keep going because we have propped up the Ukrainian military. We're spending more on this in 100 days. We've spent more for Ukraine than most countries spend in an entire year for their entire military. It's fucked. It's real fucked.
Everything that we do is built on just so much fucking bullshit that it doesn't surprise me. But, like, I don't know how long it can continue in this way. It can't.
Mm-hmm.
It can't. Like, nothing can continue to operate the way that it is.
Yeah. No, it's just a stack of cards on a stack of cards on a stack of cards on war profiteering and blood money. It's not good, folks. It is, again, the worst week yet. Next week, I'm sure, will be too. Deanna, thank you for joining me today. It was really fun podcasting, despite all of the things we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything to plug, buddy?
No. You know what? This week, on the 3rd, Mercury was in the microwave, but now it's in the fridge or whatever the fuck happened.
Okay.
But, like, my message to everyone is fuck your zodiac sign. My sign is do not disturb.
There you go. I do like attention, so you can follow me at Andrew Hiller US. You can follow the pod at Worst Week Yet. You can support the pod at worst, patreon.com.
Oh, I like attention. I just don't want you to bother me.
Patreon.com/worstweekyet to support the show. And that's everything. Follow Aaron, follow all of his shows. And thank you, listener. Oh, listener, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more bad news.